Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Easter Sunday, and here's what he has to say. Hello Saint Main. For the podcast in question, I don't have a specific topic, but what I'd like is if you could do a video that exclusively features that blonde model that is in so many of your other videos. I'm pretty certain you know who this is. Well Easter, thanks for the donation. As you can see, she's here. I don't know her name, but I spent a bunch of time searching for all these photos. She's also the face of the channel avatar. As for the topic, I wanted to share the situation that finally convinced me that arguing with women is a waste of time, even talking to them. I was talking to a female client about some editing work I was doing for her, and she accused me of outsourcing my editing, and told me that it wasn't up to my usual higher standard of quality, and that she was shaming me for the quality, claiming that I'd hired someone in India or something to do the work. Now normally before this time I would have argued with her because this wasn't the first time she said something like this. But now I understand she's just being critical because she wants to argue. She wants me to get upset so she can feel like she pushed my emotional buttons. But in that case, I didn't respond the way that she wanted. I just stopped caring. Since that time when she calls and even a few times before, I didn't pick up the phone and answered back in text format or email. She still gets her work but no more hired emotional tampon services. What I've realized over the course of the last year or so is don't argue with women, or even people on Twitter, or in your video comments section for that matter. Don't even talk to them. If you hear or see them say something stupid, you might think that you're smart and you'll teach them a lesson. But a lot of the time women say dumb things and mess up on purpose for the attention and for the bait. Then when you correct them, you take their bait, and then they drag you down to the stupid mental level that they're on, and in that case, they beat you with their stupidity. You just end up feeling dumber and emotionally dirty after the whole ordeal, and it's just best to stay away. I'll discuss more about this in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic, and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the Don't Talk to Women Clown World show. I have another story I wanted to share about not arguing or talking with women. One old guy I was talking to during one of my coaching calls was being asked by his wife to fix her new phone, so that it could have the right apps on it and do everything that she wanted. But he didn't know how to do it because he's still using an old flip phone, and doesn't know much about new technology. So she got frustrated and kept following him around the house to show him that she was suffering, and that he needed to correct the problem so that she would go away. She even went as far as to mess up the settings on her own phone to change it to night mode, and didn't know how to put it back together to regular mode. And she kept getting more and more agitated and convinced them that he knew how to fix the phone and he was just pretending like he didn't. Her husband was her primary source of tech support and attention. He has no choice but to talk to her, and she drove him mad and he started arguing with her, screaming at her that he didn't know how to fix the problem. Either she was unwilling to believe him and thought he was lying, or she was just super frustrated and wanted to get the frustration out on him. She even threatened them with an empty gesture by saying that she wasn't going to do his laundry anymore if he didn't help her out. He didn't know what to do, and I didn't have an answer for him, because it's like she intentionally put him in a no-win scenario that broke his spirit. He can't leave because of the kids, and he told me that she was never like this over the first 10 years of their marriage. He doesn't even want to talk to her anymore because it's like he spends his life walking on eggshells, tiptoeing around her temper, but he can't exactly ignore her either. I was originally going to call this video Don't Argue With Women, but I realized that talking with women, regardless of how nice those conversations are, eventually leads to arguing with them. The answer to not driving while drunk is not to call an Uber, but instead the answer is not to get drunk in the first place. The answer to not getting divorced is not getting married in the first place. Besides the issue of arguing, think back in your life and how many women have actually taught you some important lesson that really sticks out in your mind. I can only think of one in my entire lifetime, and her reason was because she wanted me to better myself so that I would value her and start an affair with her, when all I wanted was friendship and she found someone else and our so-called friendship ended. But besides her, having conversations with women has never actually improved the quality of my life. They have only served to increase my anxiety and apprehension towards what those women wanted and left a bitter taste in my mouth. The most I can get from most of them are basic facts that have been parroted from other so-called experts. Very rarely their own opinions that are backed up by anything other than emotions. The only thing I ever really got from talking to them was a sounding board for my own ideas and female validation. But I don't need female validation anymore, in addition to no longer needing sex, affection, reproduction, and love. The juice was barely worth the squeeze before. Certainly not the price of admission that a wedding brings. Now it's like being able to download the latest season of Star Trek, which I used to enjoy but recognize that it's so terrible now that it's not even worth downloading for free anymore. That's the way I see talking to women these days. Even if she's not going to use your resources through a relationship or your attention for a dopamine rush, what can she really offer you? Can she make you laugh or entertain you through some sort of psychological insight? Can she bring you enlightenment or wisdom? Sure, there are a few women out there that can, and I've actually had the good fortune to meet a few in my travels. But when you finally realize that the benefits to be gained by having casual conversations with them are almost non-existent, then why bother? I really like it when I see woke women posting on Twitter about something that they're complaining about. In the past, I would have responded, and I'm glad that other guys are catching on to this. And they're posting the meme from Mad Max Fury Road, where Max points up and says, "That's bait." In the last few weeks, I've seen that meme at least half a dozen times, and guys are catching on that it's not worth talking to woke women anymore. God willing, eventually they'll learn that it's not even worth talking to all women, and won't take the bait from them either. That's what encouraged me to close the comment section under my videos on BitChute. The place was rampant with fake anti-Semites and fake white nationalists, trying to bait men going their own way to argue or agree with them. The idea, of course, is that if a few prominent men going their own way said something racist on there, it could be used as justification for attacking my content and channel there. So it's not a case of cutting out a man's tongue because you're afraid of what he might say. It's a case of cutting out a potential troll's tongue so that someone else doesn't parrot what he says back when those words are used to attack you from the outside. It's also incredibly liberating when you see the negative and confrontational comments from women on Twitter, and you just step over them without a care in the world, because you see them for what they really are. What troubles me is that once more men figure out that it's not worth talking to or arguing with women online, and it's best to simply ignore them, then women will get even more resentful and start causing trouble in real life, going out and picking fights with men that are complete strangers in public. I'm not a pacifist, and neither are most men, but society is putting us in a situation where we can't fight physically or intellectually with women and win. So the only way to win is not to play the game. Of course, that won't stop women either. As more women go into government, they'll use the laws and courts to piss off men and get us to fight back that way. They will systematically strip us of our liberties until it's just too much for many of us. But even still, I'm predicting that because most men will have been so well conditioned to avoid women, instead of confronting them, we'll just retreat further into rural and wilderness areas, or we'll leave our countries for smaller ones that are more welcoming to men. It wouldn't surprise me that at that point, women pick fights and have confrontations with governments they see being too patriarchal, and they start demanding that they muzzle their men too. If other smaller countries decide not to talk to those future gynocentric governments, then I can imagine women sending armies of robots to come in and liberate the women from an oppressive patriarchal regime, regardless of what the woman in that country actually wants. I know all this sounds kind of crazy, but what happens when women make up 60 or 70% of politicians in 3 or 4 decades, and the army is mostly automated? But enough of my futuristic sci-fi fantasies. In the here and now, talking to women or any man that saps your energy and brain cells on stupid things that add no meaning or value to your life takes your precious life away. Talk to men and the handful of women out there that you meet where your conversations are inspirational and educate both of you instead of just having a conversation with a woman for the sake of female validation. Come to think of it, feeding a female dog can probably give you some of the same sense of validation and love, except they won't argue or nag back at you. Interesting how only a few short years ago I was mentioning that I would seek out female validation striking up small talk with women in retail jobs. The coof has been a blessing in disguise, because it got me out of that mess. It gave me that last little bit of isolation from women in general that freed me from that last thing I needed, which was validation. For most blue pill guys, they went from fully needing interactions with women to being cut off from most of the interactions for 6 months to a year. And now they're all jabbed up and ready to go and start reconnecting with women because most of them have had the last 6 to 12 months, which were basically filled with unbearable loneliness and thirst. I would have been in a similar situation if I hadn't already been incredibly far ahead in my red pilling process. I'd already gotten into the habit of not talking to most women. The coof got me to talk to zero women, and I'm all better for it. But those blue pill guys will rush out to talk to women and give them all the attention that they can. Being away from women for such a long time will cement their blue pill ways deeper into their psyche. They're going to go from being free from gynocentrism for a year and not even knowing it back to talking to women in real life. Their freedom probably felt unbearable, and now they will feel happy returning to their slavery. As for me, I'm still open to talking to women that are mentally simulating, but there's usually a lineup of 200 guys all trying to get such women's attention. Or those women were married fast and haven't been single for a long time. Or such women always stay single and they don't want a relationship. I will entertain talking to a woman that's the perfect muse for me, but I'm not going to go out there and seek her out. If she just shows up and I can have great conversations with her, then so be it. If she doesn't show up, then that's good too. But if there's nothing exceptional about a woman, I will see her as an NPC and just avoid her. The same goes for dudes. I noticed over the last few months that when I would actually see people's stupid behavior, it would make me angry. Now I just don't care anymore, and I just accept that relative stupidity is the default setting for most of our species. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Easter Sunday for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that I won't waste time talking to women, even if she paid me for the privilege. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that are irrational and desperate to talk to women after being locked up at home for a year away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.